You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, even poking fun at the rest of the media. No, we will not read the news to you. We discuss how the news of the day affects you, the actions you can take, and how your business and family can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get to our great content this morning, let me have you join me in welcoming our featured guests today, Rob Zwemmer, Zwemmer Realty Group. Welcome, Rob.
Good morning, Ron. Thank you for having me back.
Glad to have you again. And if it's Wednesday, it must be time to chat with Robert Mott from the Wine Bar at Old Town. Welcome, Robert.
Good morning, Ron, and thank you very much for having me.
Glad to have you in here every Wednesday morning with us, and we'd like to go join Robert at the Wine Bar as frequently as possible. You're not limited to Wednesday mornings there. Let me remind you, if you ever have any finance or home-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. You can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I share this with you on a regular basis. If you need to find a great real estate professional, I don't do it, but I do know them throughout the sound of our voice, and I would be happy to introduce you to somebody who can help you listing or buying a new home. Remember the numbers I gave you. Those are the numbers you call anytime for assistance. When you call those numbers, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. So make sure to write down the numbers, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Well, we've got the news this morning, and I know that you're probably sitting there waiting anxiously to hear what the president had to say at West Point this morning. So in the next 40 seconds, I will recap that for you. We are retreating in Afghanistan. We're leaving there. We're going to have all of our troops out except for an embassy presence. I hope it's not the same embassy presence we had in Benghazi. In Syria, we're going to lead from the back, do nothing. And in Libya, we've got one of our military ships there to evacuate. Took care of the president's speech in a nutshell. Moving right along this morning. Now, you don't even have to go and listen to it. I just saved you all that time I saved you by sharing that with you this morning. Oh, it is getting a little bit frustrating. Those of us that are old enough, and I shouldn't say that term too much, but some of us remember the late 70s when seemingly very similar to what we see today in the plans for our foreign policy. Shame. Moving right along, how about, this is one that I'm going to share with you. Median CEO pay crosses $10 million in 2013. I saw that the CEO's increase was up about 9%, while the average worker went up 1%. Now, I would suggest to you, I'm one that doesn't, I don't feel that just because an individual's pay went up by 9% or that an individual's making over $10 million a year, does that make it bad? I don't really think that it does. My personal opinion, and I give you that all the time, personal opinion, those folks are working hard. They've paid their dues in many instances. If their salary is tied to what the stock prices are doing, then to me, that makes sense. If their salaries, you know, they don't, it's not like they're a government employee who can never, ever get fired. If a CEO doesn't perform, the board of directors should be terminating them. They should be replacing them. They are on the hot seat. So why aren't they entitled to make money? Just saying. Maybe they're not, maybe $10.5 million is not the right number. I don't know about that part. But I feel that there shouldn't be a cap. This is America. Let's do what the market will bear. If there was an abundance of people who could do the exact same job as these CEOs who are making $10.5 million a year, do you think the companies would continue to pay it? Just saying. It's called supply and demand. The people aren't there. There is not enough people available to do those jobs. Maybe they don't have the ability. Maybe it's right place, right time. Maybe it's who you know. maybe some of all of the above. But the bottom line is it is a supply and demand hits the CEO's desk just like it does everywhere else. So good for them. I'm not one of them that's going to complain about that. Housing recovery. Seeing a latest article coming from or a study from the Haas Institute for a fair and inclusive society. Now, again, I'm not sure that you can say fair and inclusive society when you're dealing with the University of California system. How many people are there from both sides of the aisle that are represented at any university or most universities? But their new report, Underwater America, the group found that 57 cities, at least 30% of all mortgaged homes are underwater, with nearly 1 in 10 Americans living in the 100 hardest hit cities. Communities of color are disproportionately represented in the 151 zip codes studied by the group, with at least 50% of mortgaged homes underwater, according to the Haas Institute's report. Be interesting to see if there's going to be some pullback on a study like this as to why would they have disproportionately represented communities of color if we want a fair and balanced study that's going to give us great information. Just saying, you got to watch where the information is coming from. Dig deeper into any of the headlines is the bottom line there, because your community may not be the one that's being hit like some of the others. And we're going to chat about communities, about finding that information with our friend Rob Zwemer as we move along today. Speaking of moving, how about that featured home of the day? This one's brought to us by Melinda Johnson, Freedom First Properties. I was at this house about a week and a half ago. Pretty cool property. 9881 Fox Run Road in North Tustin. North Tustin. I love that term, North Tustin. That's for the people that live in Santa Ana that don't want to admit to it. But that's what they call it anyway. Beautiful home. $1,075,000, 3,190 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms. All of that could be yours. $3,600 a month principal and interest on a $1 million home. It's possible. Want full details on that property? mbelinks.com/prop0528. Or you can text 98810 to 79564. Give you all that information. Again, thanks to Melinda Johnson for bringing that information to us this morning. Oh, moving right along. Where are we heading in real estate? That's going to be the topic this morning, is where is it that people are going? Where are the most affordable middle-class homes? Well, unfortunately, I'm looking at the top 10 most affordable middle-class homes, and I'm, for some reason, I don't see any place in California having one of the top 10 most affordable middle-class homes. But then again, do you want to live in Akron, Ohio? Because that's the most affordable. Number 2, Toledo. Number 3, Dayton. Number 4, Gary, Indiana. Number 5, Columbia, South Carolina. I guess that goes back to our earlier comments called supply and demand. Not a lot of demand there, so maybe that's why those properties are so plentiful. You are listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. I've shared with you before that you can get a lot of old data on the internet, Trulia, Zillow, Redfin. Where do you get the stuff that's current? We're going to talk about that. We're going to also talk about one of my favorite subjects. How about a little wine, Chardonnay, Cabernet? I don't think Liza Minnelli is going to be here talking about the Cabernet, but we'll see. You can reach us anytime. Call our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. We will be back in just a few.
If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and your mortgage is your largest debt. At the Siegel Lending Team, we would love to tell you about some amazing financing opportunities available right now. Jumbo fixed rate loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 5.25, 15-year rates below 4.5, and if you can believe it, 10-year interest-only hybrids in the low 4s. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about these exciting opportunities and all of the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. SiegelLendingTeam.com. S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Equal Housing Lender License under number 6066 and 217037.
Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Are you ready to purchase your first home? Did you lose your home during the recent economic downturn? You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Yes, there are qualifications. However, most counties in Southern California are included. You simply need to submit your application to the Siegel Lending Team, get your pre-approval letter, go shopping, and start packing. Contact the Siegel Lending Team at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.siegellendingteam.com. You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Again, apply for your free $15,000 at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.siegellendingteam.com. That's siegellendingteam.com.
Attention homeowner 62 and older. Do you worry if you can afford to keep your home? Are you concerned about paying all your monthly expenses? Or do you simply wish you could live a better retirement? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may qualify for a program that can help. It's called FHA Reverse Mortgage. It's insured by the federal government. You'll receive tax-free money. You aren't required to make any monthly mortgage payments, and you still own your home. Siegel Lending Team is a local leader in FHA reverse mortgages. Call free to get your free reverse mortgage guide, free custom quote. And when you call now, you can get all your questions answered by local experts. There is no monthly mortgage payment and tax-free money you can use for healthcare expenses, home improvements, or just live a better retirement with peace of mind. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-1990 to get your free reverse mortgage guide and quote. You'll also find them on the web at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Call 800-306-1990 now. You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You live in America, you've got a credit report, and it is wrong. We know that. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution. Do you have the phone number? Well, you've got the website, so you can get the phone number. CreditSanitizer.com has the information. Just saying, that's where you get it. That's where you do it. So the job market, they're talking about optimism in the job market. I like to see the optimism in the job market. It helps everybody. The consumer confidence rose to 83. Anything over 50 is good. They were expecting it to be 81.7. So we're glad to see that consumer confidence rising. I hope that we can actually see what's more important. I'm going to share this with you. I do on a regular basis. We're coming up on the end of the month, the first Friday of every month. We get the jobs ready. We get the jobs report is what I meant to say there. We get that jobs report on unemployment numbers. Make sure you are looking for the only number that should matter to you. When they tell you that it's at that unemployment's at 6.2 or whatever, that's a fake number. That is actually what they call the U3 number from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You want U6. That's telling you how many people are actually participating. We don't need to worry. I mean, obviously, we're concerned about, but the people that are underemployed and unemployed are both equally as important if we're looking for success, because no one's going to go out and buy a house if they can't pay the bill. They're not going to qualify. We'll talk to Rob Zwemer about that. And no one's going to go buy a new bottle of wine or go out to dinner. Those are all the things that help the economy immensely. if they don't have the income coming in. So make sure you look out for that. The confidence is good. Looking at the mortgage market numbers, the purchases are down a little bit. Refinances are down a little bit. Interest rates holding pretty steady. There's not a whole lot of change there either, so nothing a whole lot new. That is the Word on Wealth segment today, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Red, red wine means it's time to speak with Robert Mott from the Wine Bar at Old Town. Welcome, Robert.
Thanks again, Rod.
Glad to have you in studio here in broadcasting this morning from lovely Palm Desert, California.
Another beautiful day in the desert.
It was wonderful. I was driving into town last night, 11:30 at night. It was nice, 91 degrees, no wind, beautiful. Gotta love that.
Another crisp day, you know, low humidity. Hey, we're It's in the cusp of summer, but we're getting there, and it's still good.
Still good.
Great weather.
So let's talk a little bit. We were talking last week. We chatted about how good our wine is for our waistline. So let's see who's leading the pack. Is it still that Chardonnay and Cabernet?
Yeah, amazingly enough, Chardonnay and Cabernet are still, as they say, king and queen of the wine sales at this point. Most people, when they go out to buy a bottle, are usually buying one of those two. I think it represent about respectively 12% and 19% of them all wine sold here in the United States. So together, obviously, that if my math is correct, that gets us up over 30%, right?
Absolutely. So you know what? One of the good things about knowing that information, I like to, you know, obviously, good cab always has the elegance. I think that's probably what many people think of as the rich and famous are drinking the cab. I'm just a working guy, so I like the Zins and the Merlots, but one of the great pieces of value that you're sharing there, Robert, is if I'm going to somebody's house for the weekend or a home housewarming party or bringing a gift, if I pick a great bottle or if I come and talk to you about a great bottle of Chardonnay or Cabernet, can't go wrong.
It's very hard to go wrong. It's always a great host gift or hostess gift. And when you show up at someone's house with a bottle of wine, you're certainly safer with a Chard and a Cab, one of the two or both. Versus maybe pulling out a Gewurztraminer or a Verdejo or something like that maybe people are not as familiar with.
Absolutely, and yes, I think that sometimes if you go with something, the familiar, you know, sometimes tried and true is just, you know, let's go basic and be acceptable instead of
right.
Going exotic and
sometimes
risk.
Sometimes safe is the best choice.
That's what I was looking for. So if we're going safe, do I think about organic, not organic? Biodynamic, we're getting all the science of wine.
Oh, I know. Then there's so much misinformation around this subject matter, and you know, there's so many people that are very health conscious these days, and they believe that organic is the way to go, and that for all their foods, including wine as well. But I think you have to be very careful here because everything has a very different meaning here. Organic is regulated by the FDA, so our government organization actually certifies that whether you're organic or not.
And so, what would be organic in wine? Is it because we know that you've talked to us about the yeast in there and sugar and grapes, obviously. So, is it all the components have to be organic?
Well, there are two ways to look at this. Actually, two things to look at when you talk about organic. First of all, whether or not the grapes, the fruit itself, is organically grown, and that's relatively easy for us to understand. They're not using chemicals or pesticides. They're using natural things in the environment to regulate it. Maybe they're using manure to fertilize the ground. Maybe they're dropping ladybugs out there to eat the aphids, et cetera. You know, so they're not intervening a lot in the growing process or with any kind of chemical or unnatural, so to speak, components. Now, that's organically grown. Now, organic wine itself is made without addition of anything that's not, quote-unquote, natural. In other words, one of the things that you do when you're making wine is you add SO2, sulfur dioxide. And sulfur dioxide is a preservative. You don't add a lot of it. But it kills bacteria and keeps the yeast from coming back and doing a secondary fermentation. So organic wine would not have any added sulfites added to. Now, what people generally make the mistake of assuming, since it's organic, doesn't mean it's sulfite-free, because anytime that you do a fermentation process, you naturally create sulfites. Whether you have soy sauce, beer, dried fruit, whatever, they all have sulfites in them. It's just that we have to prominently display contain sulfites on the label of wine, because people who have a sulfite allergy can really, could go south in a hurry if they consume something that has sulfites in it. But that's a very, very, very small percentage of the population. So my rule of thumb, basically, while some people will disagree with this, I'm sure, is that organic wines are kind of hit and miss. Organically grown generally means good farming practice. Organic wine, a bit hit and miss, because they're not stabilized. They don't have that addition of chemical in there to make sure that it doesn't go bad. So they can be you can get some real significant bottle variability. So that's why I say just be careful and understand what it is that you're actually buying.
Just drink a little more alcohol and then just save the problems here. Now, here's an interesting topic, Robert. We had this one over the weekend. It was very interesting. I did notice this. And I want to chat with you about a little bit of, I don't know if it's common practice, best practices. So we went out to a nice restaurant for dinner. There was about 8 or 10 of us. And we brought a very nice bottle of wine. But our friends brought, I don't know whether it was a Magnum or a Jeroboam, I can't even say it, big bottle.
Big bottle, yeah.
And the next night we went to another restaurant and bought a couple of standard bottles. And I did notice that the standard bottles, the corkage fee was per bottle in all instances.
Yeah, it does vary. It depends on the restaurant where you're dining. Some people I've seen in some situations where when you bring in a big bottle to be corked, be open for you, that they'll charge more for the big bottle. Sometimes they'll charge a 750 milliliter kind of thing. So basically how many
price equivalents.
Price equivalent of how many bottles you're bringing in your big bottle. But not at all. Some will just treat a bottle as a bottle, which personally I think that's the way it should be. If you want to bring in a Magnum or a Jeroboam or a Methuselah, perhaps that you should be allowed to for the cork discharge. Now, if you bring in like a Salamander or a Nebuchadnezzar, you're going to have a small crew of people to pick it up and pour it. So I can see why they might want to charge more for that.
Well, you know something, based on one of the old stories that you and I chatted about, could I bring in a Nebuchadnezzar into the French Laundry and still pay that $150 corkage fee?
I would call in advance and let them know what your plans are, because odds are they're going to have something to say about that.
And what Nebuchadnezzar is the equivalent of how many bottles?
Well, it's 15 liters of wine, so I don't do the math off the top of my head, but it's a lot of wine. It's more than a case of wine.
That's a lot. It might take a couple of people to even pick that up. Great information, as always, from Robert Mott at the Wine Bar at Old Town. Go visit Robert on a regular basis, just like I do. You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, how can you find out great information, accurate information on your home value? We're going to chat about that with Rob Zwemer. Continuing our conversation, wine and real estate. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Keep up with all of our events. Join our mailing list. All you have to do is text my last Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L, to 22828. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team is thrilled to have helped Southern California save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Siegel Lending Team, even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home is only worth $150,000, Siegel Lending Team may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 4.99%, give us a call today at 800-306-1990. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.99% or you owe more than your home is worth, call Siegel Lending Team. Call Siegel Lending Team today, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or go to SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 6066 and 217037.
Did you know 100% of all credit reports contain errors and mistakes? And these mistakes could be costing you hundreds, if not thousands, each and every year. Can you afford to throw away your hard-earned money? If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and your family to call Rondi. Rondi is an FICO certified credit professional that's helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678. Or visit his website at badcreditisachoice.com. Again, that website is badcreditisachoice.com. When you reach out to Rondi, he's going to help you. Remember, the call is free and it's easy to have good credit. You're going to love what Ronnie can do for you and your family. Call him today at 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678.
Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Are you ready to purchase your first home? Did you lose your home during the recent economic downturn? You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Yes, there are qualifications. However, most counties in Southern California are included. You simply need to submit your application to the Siegel Lending Team, get your pre-approval letter, go shopping, and start packing. Contact the Siegel Lending Team at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.siegellendingteam.com. You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Again, apply for your free $15,000 at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.siegellendingteam.com. That's siegellendingteam.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by the Siegel Lending Team. If you are ready to get a new home, maybe you want that Benjamin Franklin rate. Increase the interest rate to lower your Benjamin Franklin's out of pocket. Lower your money. Lower the cost. All you have to do is call the team at 800-306-1990. The Wall Street Journal is attempting to debunk some retirement myths. Interesting article. It's not all golf and grandchildren, writes the Wall Street Journal. Many people spend years planning for retirement and think they have it all figured out until they get there. Just some myths here. Employee Benefit Research Institute found that 22% of workers expect to wait until age 70 to retire. Only 9% of retirees actually retired at that age. Interesting information. Two-thirds of the retirees said they plan to work in retirement. 27% actually do so. Buying a second home to live in part-time before selling one's primary home might not be a good idea, according to the Wall Street Journal. I'd like to see what the author is doing that's better than owning real estate. Just saying. Medicare covers just 40% of an enrollee's health costs. Another one of those myths. Know how much money to set aside to maintain a standard of living during retirement. Most people have no idea how much they need. That gets me back to the very beginning of where many paths that we take lead to the same destination, that being for you to get great advice, a great household board of directors, as I put it. So get a financial planner. If you don't know one, give us a call. I don't do it. I did have my licenses in that area for many years back in the 90s. Not doing it now. I can put you in touch with the right folks to do that. But let's get some great real estate information. I'm going to chat this morning with Rob Zwemer, Zwemer Realty Group with Keller Williams Realty. Repeat offender back in the studio with us. Welcome again, Rob.
Thank you, Ron. Good to be here.
Glad to see you again. I know you've been so busy that it's nice that you had some time to visit us.
Well, thank you for the invite. I mean, I've been traveling a lot, and I got the call from you and from your office, and I said, yeah, absolutely.
Glad to hear. You know, you've got a lot of great stuff going on. I like.
We do.
What you just showed me, this deserthousevalues.com. Explain that a little bit, because that looks to me like a lot more information than what I'm used to getting on Zillow or Trulia or Redfin.
Well, we just got an increase of frustrated homeowners, buyers, that they were not getting the right information. So we went and searched the country for a new system that we could just absolutely promote and free of charge to everybody, where consumers have direct access to local market data, and that's directly connected to the MLS.
And so how can a consumer be directly available to the MLS? I thought that was proprietary. I thought you had to be a real estate professional to get something like that. I mean, I know you are, but as a consumer, we're not.
No, and that's why we wanted to make it available to them,
okay,
a third party.
So give us a little idea, because you were sharing with me before we went on air that I can actually get real great valuations of my property that's more accurate than what a lot of these other sites are giving on the internet.
Yeah, and this is good for homeowners and for home buyers, even for lenders, where you just punch in your address, and within a minute or two, you get a complete evaluation of your neighborhood. It shows the average days on the market. It shows selling versus asking price, the average home prices in the neighborhood. You can click on every individual home that have been sold and get you all the particular details on it. It shows you all the active listings in your neighborhood. It shows the school dynamics, how many schools in what type of radius they are, how many kids per classroom. Community information, it's just a really great resource for anybody who's starting to buy a home or is just looking to sell their home or just be informed of what's happening in their neighborhood.
You know, one of the things that I'm really looking at here that's exciting to me is an individual that's trying to deliver timely information. I go online a lot, and it's very frustrating when I have callers ask me about some of the well-known branded sites. And they'll ask about a specific property, and it's old news. I'm looking here. Almost everything seems to be tied to a magic number of 90 days.
Pretty much, yeah. And it's actually also a really interesting thing that we're seeing in the market right now, because home prices are up. Here in the desert, it's up about just over 14%. It takes longer to sell the home right now versus last year.
What do you think is causing the length of the days on market? Is it agents that people are just not coming and finding a great agent like yourself? Or, and I hate to give you, I don't want to give you a shameless plug, but actually I do. But the bottom line is, is it that we're not finding the right agent? The properties aren't being marketed properly? Or is there external market factors that we don't know about?
Well, if we're looking at the market dynamics, the properties for sale were pretty much the same as last year. However, the properties under contract went up almost just 13% compared to last year. Now, however, the total sales is down about 12%. So what we're seeing is that more people want to buy. However, they're not able to qualify.
Interesting. And I share this all the time, Rob. I haven't even told you my personal opinion, but I'm going to ask you on the cuff.
Sure.
My belief is a lot of people are going to the big bank on the corner, and those are great institutions, but they only have information about what they have to offer. If you go into Chase or Wells or Bank of America, the people there are very nice people. But if you go into Bank of America, they're not going to tell you what Chase is doing or maybe even what Fifth Third is doing in Chicago.
Absolutely right. They're only connected to their own rates.
So I suggest on a regular basis, get a hold of a mortgage banker. There are a lot of great ones out there. Obviously, I'm biased to our team, but there's a lot of great mortgage bankers. Ask them a simple question. How many investors are you following today? Not yesterday, not last week, last month. How many are you following today? Because as Rob just said, if it's difficult to get a loan, I can tell you there's one of the big banks on the corner that they are not in the marketplace right now for self-employed borrowers. If you go in there with a lot of tax returns, that's not the business they want. So they don't tell you that. They just put your loan application on the bottom of the stack. A great mortgage banker will have that information for you. So, Rob, if I'm a seller, though, I get all excited because somebody came in with an offer. Maybe it's at or above asking price, and I take my home off the market only to be disappointed. How do I protect myself?
Well, first of all, find a real estate agent that is in tune with the market and what's going on. Second of all, if you get the offer, make sure that the participant or the buyer is pre-approved with a lender.
You know something, and here's my take on that, Rob, and I agree with you 100%. I question if you go to work with a real estate professional and they're willing to accept an offer from you, you're the buyer, if a real estate professional is willing to accept an offer from you, and they don't ask you that question, do you have a pre-approval letter? Have you been pre-approved? If they're even out showing you properties, to me as a radio guy, likes to chat with you every morning, I would run away from that real estate agent. Just calling a spade a spade, I'm not politically correct, I will be honest with you. Don't work with, because that person, that tells me if they're not asking you for a pre-approval letter, they believe that they are a tour guide. They don't believe that they are a real estate professional. A professional wants to help you find the home of your dreams. And that means that they've got to be able to close the transaction. Am I on spot, Rob?
You're absolutely right. And you can go even deeper, you know, to really find out if they're telling the truth. What is the interest rate you've been pre-approved for? Who is the lender, you know, and who can I contact, you know, to verify?
As a listing agent, the person trying to help me sell my house, do you generally call, or does someone in your office call the lender to see, get some more specifics or get a sense of comfort before you've presented the offer to the homeowner?
Absolutely. If we have a loan pre-approval letter or pre-qualification letter, we definitely, if we can get a hold of the lender, we'll just have a little five-minute talk with the lender before we present it to the seller.
So that's some great information for you to understand as you're interviewing real estate professionals. Again, if you don't want to call us and you want to do this on your own, you're more than welcome. But take heed of advice. You know, we give this to you, this information to you at no cost every morning. All we ask is a little bit of your time listening to us, sharing some of your morning with us every morning. And obviously when we ask you at the end of the show every day to set that first radio preset button to our program to come back here. But this is information that you should understand. If you're hiring a real estate agent to help you sell, ask them what the average days on market it is for their listings. That's going to give you information as to maybe what their process is. Are they trying to get top dollar? Are they unrealistic expectations? If it's too short, maybe they're undercutting the market unless there's a process for overbidding. Just saying some tips for you to use right there. We're going to continue our conversation with Rob Zwemmer, Zwemmer Realty Group. I've got to get the name correct here. As we go on this morning, you're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Rob, call, put you in touch with him. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. We will be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,985. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.75% APR, 4.812% of that payment could support a $375,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,985 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's $61,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 6066 and 217037.
Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Are you ready to purchase your first home? Did you lose your home during the recent economic downturn? You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Yes, there are qualifications. However, most counties in Southern California are included. You simply need to submit your application to the Siegel Lending Team, get your pre-approval letter, go shopping, and start packing. Contact the Siegel Lending Team at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.siegellendingteam.com. You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Again, apply for your free $15,000 at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.siegellendingteam.com. That's siegellendingteam.com.
In these uncertain times, it's getting harder and harder to find a safe and effective method of investing. If you're looking at retirement options that can provide some real security for you and your family, look no further than a reverse mortgage with Siegel Lending Team. Hundreds of thousands of other Americans are already taking advantage of reverse mortgages. It allows you to eliminate monthly mortgage payments, pay some bills, or simply enjoy your retirement more. A government-insured reverse mortgage with Siegel Lending Team allows seniors to stay in their home and turn their equity into tax-free cash. To qualify, there are no credit score requirements, and remember, you continue to retain complete ownership of your home. Call 1-800-306-1990 to receive a new special edition handbook, feature reverse mortgage borrowers, plus an educational brochure absolutely free. Find out more. Call Siegel Lending Team today, 1-800-306-1990. SiegelLendingTeam.com, that's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 90, the real-time real estate segment today brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Are you tired of making a mortgage payment? Maybe you want to buy a new house and never, ever make a mortgage payment. All of those items are the potential with a reverse mortgage. Yes, you can buy a new house with a reverse mortgage. Many folks are not aware of that issue. You can find out that information at AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Recent Case Shiller report, home prices continued to go up through the end of the first quarter, though increases slowed down to match other weak indicators. S&P Case Shiller home price indices released Tuesday recorded a seasonally adjusted 1.2% monthly rise in prices across 20 of the country's top markets. Removing adjustments, the index climbed 0.9% month over month. Compared to a year ago, March prices were up 12.4%, a step back from the 12.9% annual increase recorded in February. Now, I do like to share this with you because I want you to understand data, because we're going to ask this, and this goes back to our conversation earlier that we were having with Rob Zwemer as we were talking about deserthousevalues.com. DesertHouseValues.com, when we look at the website, it's telling us about a 90-day trend, okay, a 90-day trend. When you look at Case-Shiller, it also gives you a 90-day trend, but it goes up through 3 months ago. So it would be December, January, and February are the 90 days that would be included in the current Case-Shiller data, because they deal with the three-month average, but it takes them 3 months to get the data. I don't know why it takes them 3 months to get the data. They could go to Rob Zwemer's website right here, deserthousevalues.com, and they could get current data, but Case-Shiller is the industry standard. So be aware of that information when you look at, when you hear that being reported to you. And that is the real-time real estate segment today, brought to you by askaboutreversemortgages.com. Continuing our conversation this morning, we've had a great chat with Rob Zwemer from Zwemer Realty Group at Keller Williams. We've been chatting with Robert Mott, the wine bar at Old Town here in La Quinta. We are not strictly speaking of the desert. Rob's got offices working in, you just got a new listing in Beverly Hills?
Yeah, in 9,000 square feet right in Mulholland Drive. So
be careful, and I don't know if I'm just off the top of my head, be careful of cement trucks in that area. I understand there's an issue.
No kidding. They're redoing everything up there.
So, and we're, Beverly Hills, Manhattan Beach, coming down to visit Newport Beach.
Yeah, Newport Beach, and we're in the early stages, going to Naples, Florida, too. So
it's going to be Zwemer Realty Group International.
We're working on it.
Keep you out of trouble. So that, now I understand why on this great website that we've been talking about this morning, you can get the information. Even though the site is termed deserthousevalues.com, you can get information for any address in the country?
Pretty much, yeah. And if it's not on there, shoot us a quick email. We'll get it to you right away.
Great information. So, Rob, we were talking before the break about listing, some of the items that people really need to know when they're looking at listing their real estate. So give us two or three items that are the top items you think that we should know as a consumer when we're looking for a great real estate agent to list our house for us.
Well, I think as a consumer, if you have some of the right questions ready to ask a realtor and they have questions and the answers ready for you, you know you're dealing with somebody that's in tune with the market. So first of all, ask them if they're a full-time realtor. Are they doing this full-time or is this just a second job for them? How do you income property inquiries? How do you handle those calls when they're coming in? How many listings do you have at the time and how does that benefit me? Do you have a help system that sees that there's no details overlooked? You know, who's answering the phone when I call?
That's a key issue there, because I actually have a friend of mine, long time friend. And to give you a little bit of a shameless plug, Rob, I asked him, he had talked to me about buying a house out in the Coachella Valley. And he ended up working with one of the people on your team. And I said, okay, how did you come across this particular gentleman? And he said, well, I called five different real estate agents from different signs that I saw, and he's the only one that called me back. That just baffles me.
It's totally baffling. People not even answering the phones anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. So if you're listing your home, and the irony here is I did have an agent came on our program one time. He said, call me at off hours. Call my competition at off hours and see who's actually taking the phone calls. Because if you've got a listed property, that's not a 9-to-4 job. It's when I want to see it, not when the agent wants to be available.
You're absolutely right. And of course, you know, some of those real estate agents, they're sometimes on another call or with a client. Just track how fast they return the call, okay, if it takes a few minutes or a few hours or a few days.
And also, I suggest talk to the agent to let them know how you want to be communicated with. Some people want to be communicated with text messaging. Some people want to be communicated by email. Some people want the old-fashioned way, pick up the darn phone.
Absolutely. Number one reason that homeowners don't relist with a realtor is because the moment the property was listed, they didn't hear back from the agent again until the listing expires.
Interesting. And I had a conversation. It used to be, and I'm going to ask you about your marketplace, Rob. In Orange County, we had Melinda Johnson was on the program with us about a week or so ago, and she was telling me in Orange County they're seeing about 15% of sales come from open houses. What are you seeing in some of the other markets? Are you seeing, is it similar, or because it used to be like 1% is all that came from an open house?
Here in the desert, we're seeing about 12%.
So it's holding in the desert the same. So if your agent isn't planning that open house, it used to be that it was just a nuisance for the homeowner. It's not anymore.
It takes a little bit more than just putting a sign up in front of your house and putting the property in the MLS. You need to have a comprehensive marketing plan, from professional photography to open houses to print material. But now also what is really big, your internet exposure. If you don't have a marketing plan for internet exposure that is mobile friendly, you're missing the boat.
Key information, and we shared this information with you. I don't have all the total numbers on my at the top of my fingers right here, but Rob, you might get a kick out of this because a lot of the information, you know, if you've got that set it and forget it listing agent who doesn't, you know, you sign the agreement and never hear from him again, you might as well go to forsalebyowner.com or something like that, because that might be all that they're doing. But we did just see an article that came out from our friends at Keeping Current Matters. The CEO of forsalebyowner.com actually called a real estate professional to list his house.
9 out of 10 for sale by owners end up listing with a realtor.
And if so, that means the 1 out of 10, they're the one that just got less money because they didn't go to a realtor eventually.
Exactly.
Craziness. Now, I suggest get more money out of it, because for us, two reasons. Number one, your real estate agent will like you better if you're getting more money, because they make more money. They're incentivized to help you make more money. The second issue is you can actually take some of that money and go over and visit Robert Mott at the wine bar at Old Town and get a great bottle of wine. Now, I've got it before. We just have a couple seconds left here, but I did have to throw this in here, Robert. We were talking earlier about it being such beautiful weather out here in the Coachella Valley. I know that many parts of our broadcast audience, it's getting hot. Can you give us a good wine for when it's hot? I don't want to get too heavy and heated.
You know, I think if I look at the customer base at this point, the one that the category that does the best in the warm weather is really a nice dry rosé, and it's really hard to beat. You know, nice dry French rosé, nice fruit to it, not too heavy, low alcohol. You sit on the patio and enjoy it and be very refreshing with that. So I'd say if I had to pick one, I'd pick that.
There we go. You've got the answer. You can sell your house, you can buy a new house, and you can have a great bottle of wine, all in one visit to Ron Siegel Radio. And that's why I say to you every single morning, Monday through Friday, to be sure and set your first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. A big thanks to all of our sponsors. A very big thank you to spending a little bit of your day with us. Thanks to Dylan, who makes me sound good every day. Don't forget about that featured property today. Text 98810 to 79564. 98810 to 79564. You can get all the details on that property. You can also be sure to text my last name, Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L, to 22828. Get on our mailing list all of the events we will be attending. Most of them are free. That's all for Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. Again, if you have any questions, you know the number. Call me anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or send me an email at ron@ronsiegelradio.com. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.